6B. Listening. Speaker 1.
What's the question? Do I have an obsession?
Yeah.
Well, I don't consider them obsessions, but I do have a habit of organizing myself in ways that other people might consider obsessive. I've walked into a friend's flat where I was staying for a week or two and instantly alphabetized their collection of CDs or DVDs of maybe 100 or so, because if I was going to be there and I needed to find a piece of music, it just means it was a lot easier to find it when it's alphabetized.
Speaker 2.
Yeah, this started sometime last year. I was surfing to discover something about my youngest child's skin problem when I found this amazing parenting website. Soon I found I couldn't go a day without logging on. I started spending all evening chatting to my new online friends instead of spending time with my kids and my husband. It never crossed my mind that it could be addictive, but now I feel edgy and tense if I can't access my computer.
Speaker 3.
Well, I do. I've got a complete obsession about cleaning.
What?
And it's awful. It's the bane of my life. It's absolutely awful. I cannot relax unless everything is absolutely, you know, clean and tidy. I've had to let it go a bit because my husband's an Aussie and he's very laid back. And I just haven't been allowed to be as obsessed as I have been in the past. And, of course, having children stops the obsession a little bit because there's toys and stuff everywhere. Yeah. But
Speaker 4.
My addiction has got me into a lot of trouble, actually. I've always loved spending money, and I guess I never realised that it could get out of hand. Coming home with armfuls of clothes gave me an enormous high, and I needed to keep on buying more clothes, shoes and accessories to keep getting it. I would go in my lunch hour, after work and at weekends. But I couldn't see that I had a problem until my boyfriend James split up with me. On top of that, I'm about £30,000 in debt now.
Speaker 5.
There's a name for this condition, but I can't remember what it is, and I'm not sure what it's called, but I do count things. If I come into a room, I will count the number of lights on the ceiling. The only thing is, I don't know how many there really are, because I count things so that they turn out to be in multiples of threes or nines. And I also count panes in windows. I will count panels in doors. But I like them always to get up to a 3 or a 30 or a 90. So it's a fairly useless thing, but it's just something I just do.